Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we have a letter from St. Faustina to her spiritual director, Father Sopochko, from April of 1937. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, Reverend Father, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the note with your Easter greetings, and even more so for the weekly in which the article about God's mercy is published. It filled my soul with unimaginable joy. I feel in my soul that the worship of the divine mercy is already spreading, thanks to your efforts and endeavors, Father. Reverend Father, I would be most obliged if you could provide answers to the following questions. I would like to know what the current situation regarding this congregation is. Are there any prospects for beginning this work of God, or is the Archbishop opposed to the whole matter? Father Andrasch tells me that I can ask to be dispensed from the congregation and set about the work with great caution. He tells me that I might find it easier to begin in Vilnius. He also drew my attention to two things, namely, that I should have explicit consent, that is, the permission of the Arch-Shepherd, and secondly, that any conditions should be such that one can begin this matter. I was thinking that you could discuss it with the Archbishop. Father, or if you think it would be better for me to write to him, I will do so, because I am also mindful of not spoiling other efforts which have already been undertaken in this respect by you, Father. I intend to leave for Vilnius at the beginning of May, while all formalities concerning my dispensation from the congregation can be arranged by mail. I would like that the congregation be begun under the following conditions. First of all, there must be at least 3 acres of land. It may be a plot of land, but it must be big enough to build a convent on it, and there must remain enough land to make a garden. The property does not have to be in the city itself. It would be even better if it could be situated on the outskirts of the city. I am not at all worried about material things, as long as we can obtain the permission. I would like to call your attention to one thing, namely, that if a given place is selected for the congregation, it should become the property of the congregation, although this may be a bit difficult at the present moment. But it doesn't matter, because the Lord thinks about everything, so I am not worried about where the money will come from. Please do not attach weight to all this, Father, but keep looking for a place for the above-mentioned convent. What I have written may seem too bold to you, Father, but I have such immense trust in God that I have no intention whatsoever to worry about anything. With the Lord, I can do all things. My interior disposition is the following. I am quite indifferent to what the Lord does with me. I try only to respond as faithfully as possible to every grace of His. I am beginning to enter the third degree in the accomplishment of God's will. Please talk to the Lord Jesus about these matters, Father, and then frankly write to me about everything. I am praying fervently to the Holy Spirit for light in this whole matter, and I sense that the Lord will grant you knowledge about this entire situation, Father. As regards my health, I am feeling well, and I am working in the garden as before. I see that the Lord is prolonging my life so that I can carry out what He has commanded me to do, and therefore I desire with all my heart to start acting and to fulfill all of God's wishes. For I desire very much to be united with the Lord in eternity, and it has also become clear to me that if I take so long to carry out everything, the Lord Jesus will keep me in this exile until I am 100 years old. I should also mention that I celebrated the Feast of Mercy not only interiorly but also externally. I made a novena before Easter, which included an hour of adoration for the intention of hastening this feast. During one day of this novena, the Lord gave me to know many future things, and promised me that I will be present at its celebration. I have recorded all these things in my diary. Here I will only mention that I shall see it happen. I kiss your hand, dear Father, and ask your blessing and prayers. United in prayer to implore God's mercy for the whole world, Sister M. Faustina, Wagiewniki, Krakow, 11th of April, 1937. Faustina writes to Father Sopochko to thank him for his Easter greetings. Father Andras tells her that she can move forward with the dispensation from her religious congregation only if she has explicit permission from the authorities. Things would probably begin in Vilnius, where Father Sopochko is located. So she tries to find out what the Archbishop of Vilnius thinks about the matter. She asks Father Sopochko's advice on how to proceed. She is aware that if they put too much pressure on the bishop, archbishop, about the founding of a new religious community, he might not give permission for other things, such as the imprimatur or the permission to publish the Divine Mercy Holy Card. Father Sopochko is waiting for that permission. The bishop seemed to be delaying his consent for some reason. Faustina has some very practical ideas on how the new congregation should begin. She trusts that God will supply the money for the new foundation. She wants to make sure it has a stable beginning with their own property so that things can't be disputed by donors in the future. Faustina has her feet on the ground while she is united with the Lord spiritually. She's not naive, but she interprets her returning health and the fact that the Lord gave her a vision that she would be present at some celebrations in the future. Perhaps she thought that she would live for a long time, but it's not to be the case. She was present at those celebrations because she came from heaven for them. And it's interesting that she's beginning to celebrate the Feast of Mercy with a novena, praying that the feast will be proclaimed soon. Eventually, this novena of preparation for the Divine Mercy Sunday will be spread to the whole church. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's diary in a year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in diary number 1075, "Souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother." Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.